Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, welcome to the Somewhat Normal Podcast. Mercedes and JC here, back for another episode. How you doing?
Good episode. I think this is episode number 12.
Number 12.
Wow.
And the way we name our episodes is after we are done, whatever we talked about, that's kind of the name. So I think we should name it first and then determine what we're going to talk about.
Or somehow have to work this word into the podcast.
Yeah. How do we, so what do we want to name? This one will be called the what one?
The strawberry shake one. We have to work in somehow a story about a strawberry milkshake.
Okay. And I'm going to leave that up to you because I have no idea. I have somehow no way to incorporate a strawberry milkshake into this one, but
somehow we'll work it in.
I will say if we could incorporate a cookies and cream milkshake, that would have been much easier because my husband got my daughters both cookies and cream milkshakes yesterday. He had to run some errands and they've been so good, and he just thought he would surprise them, and he walked in with these two milkshakes, and I'm like, ooh, is that for me? He goes, no, it's for the girls. I'm like, you didn't get me one? Wow, how rude.
But I bet you if he did get you one, he would have got you a strawberry milkshake.
There we go. Yeah. Okay, we're done. We're out of here. No, it's funny, but I was driving home the other day in the neighborhood, and there are people that are walking around the neighborhood, and I always wave at them. And so when I walk around the neighborhood, I kind of expect people to wave at me. And the other day I went on a walk by myself, and my husband wasn't with me, so I brought my AirPods. And so I was listening to music. Usually if he's with me, we just talk the whole time. So I brought my AirPods. I'm by myself. I'm walking, and I see a bunch of my neighbors, and I just wave to them, but I can't hear them because my AirPods are in. Well, apparently, I walked by one of my neighbors and I didn't see them. They were planting something in their front yard, but I didn't notice them. It was like camouflage. They must have blended in. And I get a text later that night, and it's someone who I actually consider a good friend. She's like, hey, are you okay? And I'm like, yeah. She's like, are you mad? And I said, no, why would I be mad? What's wrong? And she said that I walked by and she was talking to me, and I didn't even acknowledge her. And she didn't see, my hair was down, so she didn't see him in. And I was like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to be so rude. I had my AirPods in. But I just thought it was funny because I was so into my music and not really looking around, which is probably a bad thing. But she thought I was mad at her. I felt so bad.
And you didn't have big headphones on or something, so they can't see that you've got,
no,
you know, tuning out to them because your hair hangs down and covers your ears. I could see that might happen a lot. 100 people that don't have your phone number that you've been walking, doing your thing, and they see you, they're like, Mercedes! Okay.
That's what I asked. I'm like, did you discuss anything important? And she and I always talk about voting and stuff like that in the election. And she said, no, I was just asking if you had voted, and you walked right past me. I was like, oh, well, no, I haven't. I plan on doing that today. And sorry about that. It's funny. Have you ever been unintentionally rude to someone?
Well, tell me in your opinion, if you think I'm being rude with something that I do every time that I go for a run around my neighborhood, is when I go running, I don't have AirPods in. I don't use headphones. I just strap my iPhone to, I have a band that holds it onto my arm, and I turn on a podcast. It's not music, it's a podcast. I turn it up loud so I can hear it, and I go running with no headphones. And I sometimes run by people on walks, other people running, bikers. Is that rude, running without headphones and just letting my podcast play out loud?
I mean, I don't think it's rude. I think that it's distracting, but there's no rules that say you're not allowed to do that. What if you can't afford AirPods or headphones and that's all you've got? Like, you know, who's anyone else to judge? It definitely is a distraction. There's a little old lady that does that, but she brings like one of those little portable TVs and she watches her old, like, old shows. And so they're at full blast. So when we walk by, we hear her little TV shows, and it's kind of cute. But I definitely notice when that happens. I don't know. Who cares? You know, I don't think it's rude.
It's when I'm approaching someone, when I'm running behind someone, it's not that bad because I pick up my pace.
Yeah.
But when I'm approaching someone and they're walking and my stuff is playing, and it's always motivational podcasts. It's good stuff. It's nothing anything bad. But I'm always like, and if someone ever calls me out, like, hey, you know, get some headphones, my excuse would be like, oh, they fell out or they just broke. I have some excuse to buy me one passing with my music playing loud.
If someone yelled at you to go get your headphones, they're the rude
right?
one.
Okay, good.
And especially if this is motivational stuff, who knows? Maybe you made their day. Maybe you made it a good thing. Maybe someone's listening to this podcast out loud on their walk and someone is walking past them right now. Hey, you. Download the Somewhat Normal podcast, please. Will you? It's just, I think that's a... I don't think it's rude at
all. Okay. Well, is there something, if it wasn't a motivational podcast, is there some kind of music if I was playing that might offend someone or come across as rude?
Yes. I think any music you play would be rude. That would be considered rude no matter what. It's because it's a motivational podcast, not so much. But if you play music, you are a rude person if you play that out loud.
Oh, so that's the difference. Podcast is fine. Music is rude.
Yes. It's completely rude and nobody wants to hear your music.
What?
Okay.
Here's a situation though regarding podcasts. So I go all motivational podcasts because I know it's nothing but nice content, but there are some wrestling podcasts that I listen to, and these wrestling podcasts are sponsored by a company called Blue Chew. And Blue Chew is like a Viagra that you take.
Okay.
And their commercials are very over the top. And it's so funny because anytime I'll be running and they'll be talking about WrestleMania and Hulk Hogan and Randy Savage, flashback stuff. And sure enough, I'll see a nice family turn the corner and my podcast is still talking about wrestling. And then all of a sudden, there's a switch. We need to talk about today's sponsor, Blue Chew, and they're very graphic sponsor reads talking about taking Viagra, why you need Viagra. It was always be that situation where they're talking about something like that and then I'm running by a family.
Well, I mean, you're not running. I mean, I'm torn. I don't want it to be like I'm attacking or anything because
no.
I'm not, but can you just put in headphones? I mean, do you have to run with it out loud?
My ear pods fall out of my ears when I run with them.
Do you have headphones?
I do, but here's the thing. I run shirtless, and if I have headphones, the cord is always bouncing around.
Oh, so God forbid you have a cord bouncing around on your shirtless body.
It's vanities when it comes down
to
it.
Yeah, so you want to look good, and you don't care what the kids hear. And then meanwhile, little Timmy's going home. I'm like, Mom, can we get some Blue Chew?
Mom, there's a new candy called Blue Chew. That guy down the street was talking about it.
You just got to do you, I guess. And note to anyone walking by a shirtless man with a podcast blaring, cover your kids' ears.
And Blue Chew, if you're looking for new shows to endorse you, hey, we're here for you guys.
Yeah, I guess we've just given them three mentions. We might as well ask for an endorsement on that.
That should be the name of the podcast, not Milkshake, Strawberry Milkshake. It should be the Blue Chew one.
It's too late. We've already named it the Strawberry Milkshake Podcast. That is it for us. We will be back next week with another episode of Somewhat Normal.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.